came and almost felt he was reassembling her broken body, reviving her. Each arm required much whittling and sanding. Suddenly he was halted by the strangeness of his task. He saw it as his parents had. "Why am I doing this?" he said aloud. The whole enterprise seemed taken from a dream, incomprehensible in the light of day. He returned to work. What he knew without question was that it felt good to be busy toiling in atonement, to direct his feelings outward through his arms and knife, as if draining an abscess. Now and then his eyes crossed Puget Sound to the Olympic Range and settled on the peak the cyclist had told him was Mount Olympus. The home of the Greek gods, Brent mused. Hadn't Hercules likewise performed his labors to cleanse himself of a crime? From Miss Lifton's class, in his previous life, the story returned to him while he worked, of the Greek hero slaying his wife and children in a fit of insanity, his asking an oracle how he could atone, her telling him to seek out a certain king and perform for him 12 labors. His tasks had been just as bizarre as Brent's and likewise had called for long journeys.
The narrator says that Brent felt good to be busy toiling in atonement. But do you know what that means? Well, Brent is working hard on that whirligig to make up for killing Leah. And basically, that's what atonement is. It's something you do to make up for something bad you've done. Later in the paragraph, it says that Hercules had to perform 12 labors to atone for killing his wife and kids. Atone is the root word of atonement, and again, it means to make up for a bad deed. So what do you think Brent is learning from this experience? Let's see. On a practical level, he's learning to make whirligigs. Maybe that's not very important, but along with it, he's learning patience. And it seems like Brent's priorities are changing a lot. I can't imagine the old Brent, whose big thing was fitting in and impressing others, actually feeling good about being out in the woods alone, building a wind toy. Let's keep reading. We're on the last paragraph on page 52, starting with, "Brent worked until late."
Brent worked until late. He cut his hand 3 different times and suspected that part of him wasn't content with the labors he'd been assigned and longed to mete out more punishment. He laid out the whirligig's various parts and set them shining with a thick coat of varnish. Leah's eyes glistened as if she had awakened. Finally,